Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I tell you, this month is going by pretty good. We are already on the 14th day of the month of March, March Madness, and Wealth Wednesdays. We're going to say that, Wealth Wednesdays, at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are super excited that we're going to be sharing with you some good tools and tips to assist small businesses across the country to build and grow their network in the area where you do business. And guys, I'm super excited. I hope you got a pen and paper handy. We want to take copious notes. Now, on this part of the Wealth series right here, as far as our Wealth Wednesdays, on our Growth series, we're going to be talking about money management for small businesses, something I haven't talked about in a while. I thought it would be prevalent this year, 2018, as we are kicking it off our first quarter of the month, March Madness Marketing Month, which is going to be super-duper more explosion than normal than we did last year in 2017, and the year before that, 2016. We are looking at opportunities like never before. If you don't see it, ladies and gentlemen, you need to see it right now. So what I'm going to talk about right now is going to be management tips for small business owners as far as your money managing tips are concerned. Do you know how to manage your monies or your funds or receivables that you get coming into your business? And what do you got going out in your business? Is it less or more? Do you know exactly what you need to do to sustain and maintain your finances on a regular basis for anything that may happen, or shall I say reserves? What reserves do you have? Do you have anything reserved in your accounts or business accounts? Not personal account, business accounts. You need to separate these two. But if you don't, haven't done so, I know small business owners may take it and say, well, Ed, all I need one account. That's all I'm going to be working on. But really, to be honest with you, you need more than one. You're going to have to separate yourselves from business to personal, personal business. So let's go dive into it. I am super excited about it, you know, because a lot of my clients, since I do web design and marketing and since we basically have this radio show, we do advertising for our small businesses across the country. Again, you can advertise with us for just $25 a month. We'll get you an advertising slot on our show. You can talk about your company. We can advertise your logo, your brand, and what you're doing on a regular basis, weekly basis, on social media, as well as our website at globaltouchenterprise.net. So if you're interested and you want to get more about it, go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And if you haven't been looking at our site, ladies and gentlemen, it's more interactive now than ever, and this is what you will need to succeed this year, 2018. And it's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen. And I share this and I talk about this on a regular basis. In the years that I've been doing this show, we're always talking about growth. It's the most important commodity to me on the planet. Without that, we just exist. We do not live. So, with further ado, while there can be many different challenges, ladies and gentlemen, when starting and managing a small business, money concerns top the list for most small business owners. And if you are a small business owner, there are many ways you can give your business a financial overhaul by modifying your operating process. Couldn't get that out. But there are also some easy things, ladies and gentlemen, you can do in the day-to-day management of your business to improve your finances. These tips are practical everyday actions that you can take, target actions, basically, I'm going to just say it like that, you can take to manage your money more effectively. And if you haven't done so, ladies and gentlemen, and if you haven't gone to taking any classes or you haven't studied, you haven't taken any financial courses, I would suggest you learn as you earn. Bottom line, your business is a learn as you earn business. Learn as you earn. The more you stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you are, the better you are, and more businesses will begin to understand exactly what you are doing that they're not doing. You can outdo your competition this way, and you can also generate more customers, more contacts this way, because what are we going to be doing? We're educating our customers. And it goes, so we want to give them a great experience. We greet, relate, we educate, we ask, and we thank them. And those are the things that we want to do by giving each customer the great experience from our business to them. So, number one, don't mix business with personal expenses. I'm going to say that again. Number one, don't mix personal business, business and personal expenses. Do not do this. If you do, you need to separate it. There are so many reasons, ladies and gentlemen, not to mix your business and personal accounts, including tax issues, personal liability, and jumbled account records. Just to name a few of these, ladies and gentlemen, when things are tight or get tight, resist the urge to secure your business finances with personal funds, because it will surely create a mess for you and will basically be the detriment of your downfall. And you don't want to do that. You want to keep it separate. And I said this earlier, the best way to maintain, ladies and gentlemen, clear separation of your expenses is to set personal budget and a business budget. You want to set a personal budget and a business budget. Adhere to them strictly, please do this, and separately so that your credit cards and loans for your business don't get used for your personal finances and vice versa. Your bookkeeping and accountant will thank you for not muddying the money waters when it comes to time to manage in your books and pay your taxes, which you need to be paying. Remember, business tax, of course, if you work in a regular job, taxes are taken out automatically. But if you work in a business and you have a business, your taxes are done at the end or every quarter, depending on how often you want your taxes deducted. If you're doing it on a regular quarterly basis, you're being smart. That's great. Instead of waiting to the end to do it and just paying it all up front, you'd rather do it as your month comes and month goes. So you want to make sure you're tallying up the cost. Number two, negotiate with vendors before signing a contract. Sometimes you have to basically to dig a little for a good bargain, ladies and gentlemen. When making purchases from vendors or contracting with suppliers, try negotiating for a better deal. If it comes out better for you, you save some money, and that savings that you just got, you would calculate and use put aside. Do not use it. Because let me share something with you. Don't forget to examine purchase terms like late payment penalties and grace periods when making a decision. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, being given an extra 30 days to pay can save you more than 5% discount off the top. So you don't have to worry about spending anything extra. Money management skills is going to be your plethora for this today. For this year, 2018, you want to be on top of your money management skills. How are you managing your money? Don't be so careless with it, because you've got what's coming in and you're spending more going out. You have to balance that budget somewhere along the line. Number three, pay your bills on time every time. Just as you do with your personal finances, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that you pay all of your business bills diligently. Credit card and loan payment late fees can cost you dearly. But paying small late fees on vendor and utility bills consistently adds up too. The same goes for taxes. Paying too late can result in serious penalties. So you don't want to do that. So number three, pay your bills on time every time. Tip number four, let me get into that. Make frugality your habit. And I just had to learn this myself. Make frugality a habit. Now, you don't have to turn yourself into an extreme couponer to save money on ordinary business expenses. Follow through on mail-in rebate offers for office equipment and supplies. Buy furniture and major equipment secondhand, and go green to save money on utilities. Because that way, if you got right now, the GE has LED light bulbs in your facility, you can put in light bulbs with saved costs. It's light emitted diodes, LEDs, and they last 13 years. They won't go anywhere. So the new technology does help us cut costs, whereas we used to burn on a lot, we don't have to, and it still shines bright. So the more you understand your business finances and cash flow, ladies and gentlemen, the better prepared you'll be to make smart money management decisions. And while these tips will get you started, nothing replaces being proactive and hands-on when it comes to managing your money. No matter how big or small the financial challenges may be for you, you can do it if you stay structured, disciplined, making sure that you stay focused, following one course until successful, so that way you can accomplish your goal. What is your financial goal? 30 days, 60 days? How many days you got it out, 1 month, 2 months of the year, you want to make sure you stay buckled up to that. Just like anything, you want to put your seatbelt on, safety belt on, so you can make sure you drive safely. Same principle, money management is going to take you that same type where you have to buckle up so you can manage your money wisely. Do not be foolish with it, but be wise with it. And guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, you will continue to grow, continue to build, and look at this. If you don't have an updated website for your business today, I'm going to keep going into that until you guys get it, that this is one of the most preferable pieces that you will need to do on a regular basis. Interactive websites, your marketing tools, your marketing strategies, your marketing campaigns. Remember the five P's of marketing? It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. The more you promote, the better you promote, the stronger you get. How are we promoting it? Every week on a regular, consistent basis. If I do not promote my company, my business, nobody knows who I am. Nobody knows I'm there. I'm just a ghost. Don't want to be a ghost. Want to be real. So let's continue on sharing information that's going to help you grow and continue to reach your goals on a regular basis. And by saying that, I'm going to say this. So if we continue to stay strong on our floor, on our focus, on what we're doing each day, interacting with people, because, again, you got to use the PHP effect, people helping people, but it is all about the people. It's not about just you. It's about the people. Who are we here to do? We're here to service and earn a living while we're doing that service for others. That's what we're in the business to do. If you're not in the business to serving others, then you're not in the business. You don't need to be in business. You're in the wrong business. And if your focus is just about money or you getting what you want to get and the heck with everybody else, you're out of pocket there too. You cannot do a good general business. And I used to say this all the time, that tradition seems to be thrown out the window. The traditional way of doing things, we don't seem to do anymore. It seemed like we've kind of gotten away from the rut of that. But my suggestion to everybody is this, ladies and gentlemen, business owners, entrepreneurs, you want to stay strong to working diligently, working hard, putting your all into it. Why are you doing it? What is your purpose? What is your plan? What is your goal? Why spend your life essence of anything or any endeavor and not get anything out of it? Why are you helping people? What is your purpose for helping people? Do you have a passion for something? Do you have a passion for helping others? It's all going to come down to the nitty-gritty. Sooner or later, you will figure it out, exactly the full true calling of what you're here to do. We're not just here to exist, but to live, to basically help as many as we can. Remember this well. You help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. But you have to help enough people. Again, it's all about the people, not just the product. not just the place, or neither the price. Promoting is people. People promote well. Word of mouth advertising, ladies and gentlemen, is still the strongest suit to date. If you do this, you can still earn some good living. If you do it right, word of mouth advertising works. Advertise, period, works, but word of mouth advertising is effective more. Why? Because it's more personable. It's relatable. People can understand it. It's on their level. And you're building strategic relationships. Have your customers as your runners. Let them spread the news, the good news. And the good news is I'm in business to assist you in helping you get in whatever you're looking to get. Because we're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, again, is what people want, need, and can afford. Again, that's what people want, need, and can afford. You satisfy these three things, you can be successful. So with that further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why we do this show, to help as many small business owners, entrepreneurs, to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Are you a part of your community? Are you a part of the Chamber of Commerce? Are you being active in your community? Are you working with nonprofit organizations, small churches, churches as well, helping others as you help yourself? Are you looking to do these things? What are you looking to do? What is your purpose in the community that you're in? Are you promoting? Are you marketing? Are you sharing? Are you educating? Are you being who you can be to help as many as you can as, again, you help yourself? And never let it be known that you see a person in need and you walk by. As a good Samaritan, you want to help as many as you can. You can't help everybody, but as many as you can. So in the essence of that, be a partaker of service. Be a participant of service. The more service you render, the better you are. And be friendly. Some people are not people persons. Well, okay, I can understand that. If you want to be an introverted person, fine, but you're not going to get far. Remember these things. Everything we do in this life makes it or breaks it for someone else. We're just not the only one that gets affected by it. Everybody else around you gets affected as well. So you want to make sure you're doing that right. So money management skills, educating your yourself as your business, earn as you learn, and when you learn, you basically get better and your increase comes. You only get an increase when you grow. Your increase doesn't grow if you do not grow, but your increase comes when you grow. So let's continue to grow. Bear fruit. Be fruitful. Continue to share and educate and help as many as you can. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited to be able to share with you this opportunity this day here at GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm again your host, Ed Peterson, and it's going to be a great opportunity. Tune in next week because we're going to be sharing more money management tips from our show to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And again, I want to make sure that you all have all of the information needed so you can run. Now, if you have any questions or concerns or anything that you want to share on this show, you can always get in touch with us at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And again, I'm super excited for sharing this opportunity with you this day. On the 14th day of the month of March, March Madness, what are we doing in our promotions? What are we doing on our websites, on social media? Are we going and tackling the local gas stations, the grocery stores, the coffee shops? Are we out there promoting? Hey, guerrilla marketing works, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what nobody says. Guerrilla marketing works. You have to be hungry enough to go out and get it and come back with it. You want to be hungry enough to go out and get it and come back with it. So if you are on this level, like myself, then you're going to make sure you reach the highest peak and you're going to continue to grow. No matter what city and state you're in, there is always opportunities for growth, success, comes when you grow. Success comes when you are open for it. Not when you're closed off, but when you're open, meaning you're going to be open to others, open to opportunities, open to advice, open to suggestions. Be open. Never close-minded, but open-minded. And this will help you as well. So with that, I want to say this in closing. It's been a fun, pleasing pleasure as well as a pleasure. And I'm super excited for sharing this opportunity